WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The northeastern United States was impacted by a major storm system that resulted in blizzard and heavy snow warnings for a number of states from Pennsylvania to New Jersey to Maine. About 8 years ago, we took a look at the term blizzard, so in light of the recent events, it seemed a good idea to revisit the topic. According to the National Snow and Ice Data Center, a blizzard is a violent winter storm lasting at least 3 hours, which combines below-freezing temperatures and very strong wind laden with blowing snow that reduces visibility to less than 1 kilometer. The National Weather Service defines a blizzard when the following conditions are expected to prevail for a period of 3 hours or longer: sustained wind or frequent gusts to 35 miles an hour or greater, and considerable falling and or blowing snow, that is, reducing visibility frequently to less than 1/4 of a mile. Environment Canada, the government weather service there, has slightly lower requirements with wind of 25 miles an hour or more, visibility 5/8 of a mile or less, but the conditions must last 4 hours or longer. Even though some areas are more likely to experience blizzards than others, it is possible for a blizzard to occur in any location where there is snow and high wind. In North America, blizzards are particularly common in the extreme portions of the northeastern United States, the northern Great Plains in the United States, Atlantic Canada, and the Canadian Prairie provinces. Blizzard conditions also occur frequently in the mountain ranges in western North America. Alabama, home to WeatherBrains, came close to blizzard conditions in the superstorm of 1993, which dumped a record 13 inches of snow on central Alabama. Blizzard conditions often develop on the northwest side of an intense storm system. The difference between the low pressure in the storm center and the higher pressure to the west creates a tight pressure gradient, or difference in pressure between two locations, which in turn results in very strong wind. Now, I always thought there might be a requirement for snowfall amounts, but in all the searching I did, there does not appear to be. It is interesting to note that the greatest snowfall event ever in the lower 48 United States was 63 inches at Georgetown, Colorado on December the 4th, 1913. The record for New York City is 26.9 inches on December the 26th, 1947, and for Boston, it is a 27.6-inch storm on February 17th and 18th of 2003. The latest winter storm appears to come in fourth in Boston, according to the preliminary storm totals I was able to collect. The word blizzard has its origins in boxing, referring to a volley of punches. The word blizzard was first used to describe a brutal snowstorm that lashed the open prairie by O.C. Bates. Bates was the editor of the Estherville, Iowa newspaper, The Vindicator, and he couldn't think of a word forceful enough to describe the late blinding snowstorm in April of 1871. So blizzard was given meaning from that day forward. Now, weather and boxing. Now, that is a punchy combination. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.